Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
We are looking for the worst reason to get fired.
This has got to be so frustrating for Nina Osage, who says that she's been fired not once, but twice because of the shape of her body.
The first time it happened, I was working as a software trainer, and the guy laying me off, the manager, told me that I dressed too sexy.
So the best way to describe what Nina looks like would be Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
Yeah, she's got the curves for sure, but says that, I mean, she never dresses provocatively.
And the second time it happened, I was working at an office in D.C., and the female office manager told a coworker that I was wearing a club dress. Mm. I've gotten it twice, and it's all while wearing perfectly appropriate office wear, and it's just my shape.
I saw the pictures online. Looks like anybody you would ever see kind of just walking around the office.
And it's got to be,
what's that?
You're looking into those for show research.
100%. Yeah, go there. It's just got to be frustrating.
Jeez, I'm curious what this woman looks like. Is it, was it justified? Worst reason to get fired. I've always like budget cuts. I mean, that's
right.
Terrible. I mean, it's when it's a multi-billion dollar company, mm-hmm. like, okay, budget cuts. But what about you? Have you ever been fired for
Without cause for a bad reason? Oh, no, it was always
for cause.
Yeah, I mean, like driving a car in a mall. Oh, this would be just a funny stunt.
You're the second person that I've met that's driven a car through a mall.
Oh, good. Oh, there's
was
another.
Was it Mall of America?
No, it was a small mall in Saginaw, Michigan.
404-741-0985. Do we have anybody who was fired for a just silly reason? Like your body shape? It's pretty bad. Kay and Cumming?
2 days after having surgery from being hurt at work, I got a text.
A text?
A text.
And you were hurt at work?
Yes.
Are you the kind of person I want to borrow money from now? Or
no.
What did you do with all the settlement money?
I bought a camper, and I love it.
Look at you. Going up to Blue Ridge every weekend, you don't even have to rent an Airbnb. Okay, you're the best. Thank you so much. And the inmates are starting to run the asylum. We asked the worst reason to get fired. And Robin in Atlanta, you're not going to follow the rules?
Mine wasn't really. I got fired. It was my worst reason of quitting.
Oh.
My first job was at an ice cream shop. And I panicked because I thought one of my arms was going to get way more buff than the other, and I was having nightmares, and it ended up, like, really freaking me out. And then I was too scared to even quit, so I had my best friend call and quit. And
you were afraid your arm was going to get too buff because, what, it was
tough
to scoop
the ice cream? Yeah, I had nightmares because it was, like, sore, and I was, like, 14 and ridiculous and wanted any reason to quit my job. So,
you know, that wasn't the assignment, but we're going to accept it anyway because it's so great.
I was
afraid my ice cream scooping arm was going to get too muscular.
Yeah,
you got to stay symmetrical.
I know.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Robin. Dairy Queen's going to have a shortage of interested employees. Heather and Austell, we're talking about the worst reason to get fired.
So I got written up and subsequently let go for not wearing enough or any makeup to work.
That's not a thing. That can't be real.
No, I'm serious. Like, I got written up. I got called into the office and was told that I needed to look. I was being written up for my appearance. And I was like, what's wrong with my appearance? Like, I look nice every day. I was working in an office setting. And I was told that I needed to wear makeup to appear more feminine. So,
was it a woman boss, at least?
Yes, it was a woman boss. And here's the kicker. She didn't wear makeup ever.
So did you ask her why it was okay that she didn't wear makeup?
No, I just let it go. I mean, I hadn't even been there very long, and I hated the job anyway.
Imagine she'd be like, well, I'm naturally beautiful. You need that.
I'm like, right, I just look like crap. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Heather. Worst reason to get fired, 404-741-0985. Going to talk to CJ in Buford, who was fired by the FBI. We're talking about the worst reason to get fired, looking for the worst reason to get fired, because of this lady that was just too stinking pretty.
Well, yeah,
really.
The best way to describe what she looks like is Kim Kardashian. She's got the curves, but says that she went into work. She was always appropriately dressed. I looked at the pictures, and she was, but she said not once but twice she was fired because people said she was just a little too sexy, provocative.
Like she looked like she was going out. They wanted flannel and cargo pants.
Yeah, but that's not fair to her. She looks like what she looks like.
404-741-0985. Worst reason to get fired. It's Debbie and Conyers, or Denise and Conyers, sorry.
So I was fired from a job because I refused to drive my personal car to run their company errands.
Yeah, it seems like a good point. What was their explanation?
They claimed that I wasn't a good fit, but it was only after I put my foot down about driving my car and not being reimbursed for gas or mileage or anything like that.
There's a new thing that's just out called, what is it called, quiet quitting?
Quiet quitting, yeah, we're going to talk a little bit more in a couple, but that's exactly what it is. It's like it's not in my job description. It wasn't spelled out in advance, and people are now putting their foot down. But it's got to be, Denise, because people had done it in the past, and now you're refusing to. Yeah. Now you look insubordinate.
But the thing is, my dad told me that if I got in an accident, that the company could come back and say, well, we didn't tell her to drive her personal car, and they would refuse to pay for my damages.
Yeah. Denise, you sound like a difficult employee. Companies really want people to just bend over backwards for them. They don't want logic or anything like that.
Pretty much.
Yeah, they want you to bend over, that's for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Somebody else will be glad to have you. CJ in Buford.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. You were fired by the FBI from a mortgage company you were working for?
What? Yes. This was in Florida before the market crashed. Was working for a guy who bought out the company. Great guy. Treated us excellent. And rumors were going around that, you know, he might have been embezzling money. And he was assuring us, no, everything's fine. Well, one day, the FBI come in, they have their jackets on, telling us to put our hands up, don't touch anything, put everything down.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, we had to wait for them to come over and get our personal stuff. And they went through all our personal stuff and escorted us out.
Bad news is you lost your job and you had that terrifying feeling in your stomach as the FBI is pawing through your stuff. Good news is TV movie time.
Oh,
hello.
Yeah.
I wonder why they never did pick it up.
I would have asked for one of those FBI jackets. I want one of those.
You know, the house I was living in was one of his houses through the company. So I lost my house, too.
Oh, no.
In the fall.
They called back all the mortgages. Jeez. Wow.
That didn't raise a red flag with you when your boss was like, yeah, I have a bunch of houses in the Cayman Islands
you
if you want
what?
To live in one of them. We spend so much money on our kids, but do they have any idea how much anything costs?
Of course
I
not.
I put that to the test. It's called Pint-Size Prices, Right? I went to my kid's school, and I talked to some of the kids coming out. Camilla, 7 years old.
What's your favorite thing about school?
Learning and having fun with my friends and doing math.
What's your favorite snack?
Watermelon.
Ooh, watermelon. How much do you think watermelon costs per pound?
All right. Per pound. How much do you think she says watermelon costs per pound? Is it A, $3.99, B, $10, or C, $25?
What's the answer to be like, what does it truly cost?
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah.
I think she says $25.
Yeah, I'll go with Kara as well.
Actual retail price?
$25.
$25 a pound?
All right. She gets the organic seedless variety.
Oh, there you go.
The Whole Foods one, yeah.
Callie's 8 years old.
What are you looking forward to most about school?
Food.
Yes.
Food, really?
Yep.
What food are you looking forward to?
Cookies. Oh, yeah?
Does your school have good cookies?
Yep.
Do you know how much a cookie costs at your school?
Does she say A, $1 per cookie, B, $2 per cookie, or C, $300 per cookie?
She's 8 years old. I have an 8-year-old daughter who loves cookies and would absolutely know that they only cost $1.
$1, yes.
$1 actual retail price?
$5. I don't know. $2? $2.
$2 is your final answer?
Yep.
Boy, that was an emotional roller coaster right there. Yeah. Close enough, I'd
She's
say.
She's getting ripped off, too.
Right. Yeah. So the next contestant on Pint Size Price is Right is my own son, Sam.
Oh.
Who has a little anxiety about the school lunch program.
I heard that you are making us pack you a school lunch. Is that right?
Yep.
Why don't you want the school lunch?
Because I knew what was going to be there, like, no surprises. Or, like, banana surprises.
You're worried about bananas.
And coconuts.
How much do you think Mom should make a year for doing such a great job for you?
What a dangerous question that is to ask.
No kidding.
How much should Mom make a year for, like, making lunches and doing all that stuff? Is it
C.
A, $200,000, B, $200, or C, $20?
Oh, $200,000.
Yeah, no question. Whatever the largest amount was.
Actual retail price?
Maybe $200.
What?
Per year? You're catching an evil eye, kid.
He retracted his previous statement.
Giving you the stuff you need so you can start your crazy day. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 722. Partly cloudy, slight chance of an afternoon shower, thunderstorm today. The high of 90. It's 71 in Midtown. Braves beat the Mets 13-1. Same two teams play again tonight. What's going on, Drex?
An Atlanta woman has a warning for people everywhere. You get a phone call from a loved one claiming they're in trouble. Well, she's got some steps she should take before you start doling out money on the Cash App. So we'll talk about that in just a second. But the actual wedding is going to be held on Saturday, the rehearsals on Friday, and, of course, the BBQ on Sunday to close out the function is going to happen. Of course, we're talking about J-Lo and Ben. Going to have their big 3-day wedding celebration right here in Riceboro, Georgia, which is about 20 miles south of Savannah this weekend.
So are they? How many times have they gotten married?
I think if when you add in these 3 days, it's 11.
11
right.
marriages.
The guest list includes Matt Damon, Jimmy Kimmel, and Oprah. And the man is Colin Cowie. Now, he's the man kind of behind the setup. He's like a celebrity event planner. And a quick look at his website says that parties start at $25,000 per person. So you have 100 people. Do the math how much that costs.
The party don't start till he walks in.
Right. All right, telling you about this Atlanta woman. Her name is Stephanie Molds. Her phone rang. It was her mom's name that came across the caller ID.
I heard her say my name, and then she was crying, like wailing.
Mom appeared to be held hostage.
What?
She was screaming and crying. Then a man got on the phone, and that's when things get worse.
Not understanding what was going on, I immediately envisioned a hostage situation at my mother's home and, of course, panicked even more because I didn't know how to help other than to do what he told me to do.
Oh.
Thousands of dollars later, this turned out to be a scam. The man used an app that, like, cloned this woman's mom's phone, used an actress to pretend to be her mom, screaming and panicking. Yep. Thousands of dollars to the Cash App. Whole thing turned out to be a scam. Authorities are now saying if you ever run into this situation, immediately hang up and call that loved one's phone directly back.
Right. Where did these people learn the mom's voice? Probably from social media or something? Video where she was talking?
All they're saying is that these people are getting very calculated where they will look for family members that don't live in the same state. So Stephanie Mold, of course, she lives here in metro Atlanta. Mom lives in Florida. So assuming it's somebody in Florida who maybe has a relationship with the mom or something like that, learns the mom, and then they can find. And mom's only on the phone for like like 10 seconds screaming and crying. And so you can't really decipher, is that my actual mom's voice?
Right.
But when the name pops up on the caller ID, and there, it was so sophisticated, the caller ID, the mom's name popped up, and even the emoji, you know, this woman, Stephanie, she has a little heart emoji next to mom's name. Even that popped up on the caller ID.
And these people, they were not with mom. Mom was fine the whole time, totally unaware of this whole thing.
Exactly.
Dude, guess who's taking their social media down?
Yep.
My mom.
Right.
TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Hey, Susan.
Hello.
Calling from Canton. This is very cool for me because I'm filling in for Kara on Are You Smarter Than Kara? But I would say that 99% of the time when we have a good consolation prize is the people don't know anything about pop culture. Are you one of those people, Susan?
100%.
Okay. Oh, no. We got to take it down, Tara. We want to take his money. Let's kick him out of the studio, Susan.
All right, Tad. Go ahead and get out of there.
Thank you, Susan.
Tad's going to leave the studio. Going to ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. Bring Tad back in. Ask him the same exact questions. You answer more right than Tad, you get $100 of his money, and anything that happens today won't reflect Kara's record. Are you ready for question one?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Stranger Things star Millie Bobby Brown has moved into her dorm room at Purdue University. What's a first-year college student called?
A freshman?
Question two. Snoop Dogg has entered the cereal business with Snoop Loops. What's the animal featured on the box of Fruit Loops?
A toucan.
Question three, actor Tom Holland says he's deactivated all of his social media accounts. Now, Tom has portrayed what superhero in three Marvel movies?
Spider-Man.
Question four, Ben and J-Lo are going to hold a three-day celebration for friends and family this weekend at Ben's estate south of Savannah. J-Lo has twins with what Latin singer?
Mark Anthony.
Question five. Thousands of cases of wild cherry Capri Sun are being recalled for possible contamination. What country was Capri Sun started in?
I don't know. The U.S.
All right. Going to bring Tad in and let you know, Susan and Canton, you did really well this morning, just slipping up on one question.
What? Susan, we had a deal.
All right, Susan did well. You ready for the same exact questions, Tad?
Yes, sir.
Number one, Stranger Things star Millie Bobby Brown moved into her dorm room at Purdue University yesterday. What's a first-year college student called?
Freshman. That could have been. I was like, where's Purdue? I was thinking of what it's going to be.
All right, that's what Susan said, one-to-one. Question two, Snoop Dogg has entered the cereal business with his Snoop Loops. What's the name of the animal featured on a box of Fruit Loops?
It's a toucan.
Yeah, that's what Kara Susan said as well.
Yes.
2-2. You answer every question like you think you got it wrong. Question three, actor Tom Holland has deactivated all of his social media accounts. Tom portrayed what superhero in three Marvel movies?
Tom Holland. Spider-Man.
Is the right answer.
Oh, my gosh.
You got real lucky
that's
there.
That's a miracle.
3-3. That's what Susan said. Question four. Ben and J-Lo going to hold a three-day celebration for friends and family this weekend at Ben's estate south of Savannah. Now, J-Lo has twins with what Latin singer?
Mark Anthony.
All right. We're knotted up at four.
Yeah,
question
baby.
Five. Thousands of cases of wild cherry Capri Sun are being recalled for possible contamination. What country was Capri Sun started in?
It's got to be Italy.
Well, so it was named after the islands of Capri, but it was a guy who was visiting from Germany started it.
That was nobody's going to get that answer.
Susan didn't get it. So 4-4 tie. All ties go to the house because, Tad, you put up $100 of your own money.
So, Susan, do you think you deserve these Lady Gaga tickets?
I tried my best, but you did win.
All right. Truist Park, August 26th. You got the pair of tickets. And one lucky winner from this week is going to get upgraded to a pair of awesome seats. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Great. Thank you so much.
Make sure you're listening all this week around 7:15. We'll tell you when to call in for your chance to win those Lady Gaga tickets at B98.5.
You goofed. And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
So, Julie, is this right? You need to ask forgiveness over a coupon book?
Yes.
We talk in the Bed Bath & Beyond coupons.
You know, 20% off? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
They are only $50 and have a ton of incredible deals on restaurants, car washes. My twins are selling them for their football team's booster club.
It sounds like the way you're talking, Julie, it sounds like you're trying to sell these to us. And let me just start by saying we're not buying. It's a little early to be doing fundraising at school. That's what you're talking about?
I have two boys in sports. So
okay.
I am constantly trying to sell everything for them. Popcorn, wrapping paper. It literally never ends.
I feel you.
And you got to ask friends for money and sell this crap.
Ugh.
Yeah, and that's awful, and I feel bad, but I don't want to pay for everything.
Right,
so.
If you don't sell the coupon books, then you're buying the coupon books. That's how it works, right?
Yeah, so everything kind of falls back on me, and money is a little tight right now, so it's, you know, not always the most fun thing to do, but...
Where does the forgiveness come in? Because we're here to help you ask forgiveness from who?
I think I really upset my best friend, Rebecca. I called to ask if she would help out the boys, because she kind of stopped answering my calls or texts.
So this is over a coupon book?
That sounds kind of silly. Are you sure there's not something else going on?
I didn't think $100 would be a big deal. She's got a really great job and just bought a new car. So I just felt like she had extra money to spare.
I feel like the math is a little off here, Julie. $100,
Drex is our in-house mathematician and statistician. You say 100.
I thought they were 50,
Well, it's two boys, you know, two twins. So one per each.
Does your friend Rebecca get double the savings? You call her, you ask her to buy two?
Well, I mean, yeah, they have like a $500 value.
If you use all the coupons.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess my sales pitch wasn't very good. She got a little snippy and hung up. So
all right.
That's a hard no.
Yeah. That's over $100. Why don't you hang on? Because we got to get Rebecca on the line and see if we can get you forgiveness. Does that sound good?
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Sit tight. There's got to be more to this.
You need forgiveness. I'm sorry. Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
You shouldn't lose a friend over $100. That's why we've got to help Julie ask forgiveness of her friend Rebecca. I guess Rebecca got snippy and hung up on Julie when she asked her to buy a couple of coupon books to support her kid's football team. Julie, sit tight. We're going to talk to Rebecca here for a second.
Hello?
Hi, is this Rebecca?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara from B98.5. And we're calling. We were wondering if you might be interested in purchasing a coupon book.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. No, the answer is no, I don't.
Rebecca, what's wrong with coupon books? Do you hate money?
First of all, these are just a total waste of money. They tell you they have some crazy value. That's crap. Most of the coupons you're not going to use, they're a waste.
Okay.
But my real issue is with the parents who sell them, because, like, they're selling them for their kids. Mm-hmm. But the whole reason they do these fundraisers with kids is to teach the kids how to talk to people and, like, learn the value of working for money.
So it's so a
you
you're turned off.
Calling.
Right. Ugh. And so is that why when your friend Julie called you, she asked you to buy one, you said no, you got kind of snippy with her?
She didn't ask me to buy one. She wanted me to buy two because she has twins. If I'm going to spend $100 on a waste of money that I'm never going to use, at least I want the kids to ask. Oh, so I'm supposed to send my kids door to door. Hi, Julie.
Rebecca, Julie is on the phone because she wanted to get our help to ask your forgiveness for this whole coupon thing. And now we've learned why it all happened.
Rebecca, I'm sorry, but you know I don't have $1,000 just to hand over to the Booster Club. I don't understand what I'm supposed to do.
$1,000. Now it was 50, then it was 100,
it was
100,
now it's a grand?
Yeah, so each kid on the team has to sell 10 of them. So because I have twins, so the book is 100, that's $1,000, you know?
So...
But see, Julie, you're the one letting them play football. Like, that's your choice, and that's your family thing. So then why do I have to be expected to buy something and fork out cash? I have bought so much over the last few years.
Rebecca, is there any way you'd be interested in buying a coupon?
Now there's four of us asking you.
What I need is the boys to ask me. Have the boys call me and ask me.
Julie, will you have your kids call Rebecca this afternoon and ask her. And then, Rebecca, you'll buy the coupon books, and then all is forgiven and forgotten here?
Well, it depends on how good their sales pitch is.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
All right, then. Coming up tomorrow, Phil needs to ask his ex-wife's forgiveness for losing their daughter in downtown Atlanta at midnight on a weekend.
Oh, no.
Okay. It's a treasure trove of apologies tomorrow on Forgive and Forget.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.